All right, now, good morning to you guys. I'm Vigit Joy. Nope, you guys great. Oh, guys, such an honor to be with you guys right now. About to try to work again. All right, now, they say cars and I decided to survive, dive my black agent self to Mexico. All right, now, good morning to you all. All right, now, but the United States got told yet again they can't steal anything and that they bought counterfeits. Does that make sense? Right, now, right. All right, remember now, they said halls and walls, they lynched me, they tried to frame me, they had my DNA test proven that I'm royal, my bloodline, my DNA, my heritage, my lineage. They had to steal, they lynched me, they starved me, they made me homeless, they planted clan to frame me after looking at me 3 years, 36 months. Even the professionals and the experts said, you know, not a criminal, they looked at everything about me. Even the lower level people in the local places, all right, no, said not a criminal, then they start, you know, planting clan in places so racist and fucked up in this local, you know, shithole town. Does that make sense, right? No, so you're dealing with covert and overt racism, right? United States made all sorts of threats about my planes. I'll never get on a plane again. The United States, Jesus willing, I'd ever not this type of wealth and money. You have a bunch of racists that can't stand my ass. Does that make sense right now? I travel all right now. That's what I'm not extracting any more fraud in the U.S. territories. All right now, they think I'm stupid or something. All right now, so I let them say planes. I'm not getting on an airplane. I want to address that, right? Jesus willing, no. I'm not getting on an airplane out the United States. Even to go to China, I'm taking a cruise. Does that make sense? No airplane out the United States right now, or U.S. or Canada or Mexico, no. Nothing against Canada and Mexico, but no. Because I don't know who knows who. United States is very close proximity to both Mexico and Canada. I'm not going to deal with that. All right, now, that's for Lord. All right, now, so I'm not getting on a plane out the United States. So right now, that's for Lord. Who got no? All right, now, I'll get something like this renovated and make it into like an ocean palace or something. It's just $1 billion. All right, now, that's for the Lord. All right, now, to go across the world to extract fraud in these different countries, to give countries an opportunity, Jesus willing, to buy stock, right? United States, all right, now, these racists, all right, now, want the wrong, you know, call me monkeys, black bitches, niggers. All right, now, all manner of stuff saying it's a cotton field. They print it. All right, now, they want to say I was green, I had the problem. Clearly, they were green and they had the problem, right? From the get-go, they understood they could not steal anything by God's grace and mercy. I didn't start it. I got terrorized and lynched, and they did all manner of evil. They stole my blood. I didn't make them steal my blood. This stat makes sense. You had to steal, despite the seeing DNA, you know, test that in blood, test that related to, you know, Queen Victoria and all the royals across Europe, and Prince William and King Charles and Queen Elizabeth and King George. I right now, King Edward, does that make sense? So right now, that's for the Lord. I right now. But despite that, does that make sense? So right now, that's the Lord. Right, Henry VIII and all them. Okay. All right, no, that's the Lord. Right now, despite that, does that make sense? Right now, they yet to steal, they proceeded. All right now, to lynch me and try to frame me and humiliate me and embarrass me and starve me and do all manner of evil. If it had not been for Jesus on my side, they would have framed me. They would have killed me on the streets. That's what they were trying to do, right? They were planning clan in place so they can force me to sign my signature so they can steal from me, right? Does that make sense? The racists laughed and giggled that they'll just seal it up after, like, lynching me and terrorizing me and doing torture, war criminal acts against me for 10 straight months. Everybody's not racist. If you're not, you know, please don't be offended. But the United States is very racist. Overt racism, covert racism. Does that make sense? So right now, the United States is so fucked up and racist, they don't try to hide their racism, right? All right now, I don't want them to hide their racism. I want to know what these shitholes are up to. And I'm glad they didn't hide their racism. The whole world saw their racism, which is such a blessing from the living God that the Lord Jesus shined the light and he exposed it. I'm not getting on. They keep saying stuff about planes. I want to address that. I'm not getting on a plane out of the United States. All right, now I got a $10 million right now. I'm not giving the United States a portion of my money. They just got told I don't have to, right? That's why Jesus' voice and goodness. The United States did not invest anything. It is a global, worldwide supply chain that the Lord God, Jehovah, by his throne, through his son, Jesus, by the magnificent power of the genius of the Holy Spirit, poured it out himself. It is global supply chain. It's validated that it's a global supply chain. And right now, it's not the United States' supply chain. That's why the United States tried to frame. It understood that it's not their supply chain. That's why the United States looked at me for 3 years and still did a clan and a baby murdering clan in the White House called Klan here locally to start planning people. But these assholes looked at me. They didn't bother to come talk to me. They started planning Klan. How do you have teams of Klan on standby that you could plant black and white of different colors? You know, I did such a stutter, right? All right, now that the feds busted, they even got busted internationally, called me nigger so many times they can't count it. To that, they got told they can't frame and they got busted by the feds, right? So they're looking into what's been going on in the small-ass town. Klan very serious, very dangerous. I take them very seriously. All right, now that's the last is Lord. The Lord encamp his angels around about to. All right, now that's for the Lord. All right, now clearly there's a presence of Klan here. What do you call it? What's up, right? So on the national and the local level, I got looked at to the fact that, you know, with no criminality, but you had people willing to still allow me to destroy my life. You know, I didn't send a wrong to them. All right now, clearly I'm not a criminal by proof. All right now, some of the most biased, hateful, racist folks looked at me and felt the need to plant Klan. They come say shit to me. These racists would have broke their fucking necks to come talk to me or come get me if I was evil. They start planting Klan. What's up? after the experts, the CIA, the FBI. Right now, that's Florida. Right now, Homeland Security looked at me for 3 straight years. Homeland Security, because Kendra Schreck is running crack and dope, right? Right now, that's Florida. Right now, so you've got the Homeland Security and all that involved in it too, right? So they looked at me too. With zero instances of evil to the fact that, okay, they overwhelmingly say evil by 3 different law enforcement agencies, all right, or the federal government. The professionals, the big wigs, does that make sense? So right now, with the best lawyers and investigators in the nation, 36 months of enduring that. And you still had racists say, allow me and destroy my future because they couldn't steal from me again a handout. And they wouldn't give my black ass anything. I mean, hell, my black Japanese ass anything. You want to go all the way technical about it. My black Asian ass anything. My black Hawaiian ass anything. You ran my blood. You know what I am, right? My black German Jewish ass anything. My black Japanese ass anything, right? All right, now my black ass anything. Okay, however you want to call it. There are no cars and all this other stuff. If I die myself to Mexico, my black Japanese ass to Mexico, I really would. Last year when they start pulling up, you know, the first day these racists say either they want to frame you or they can't frame you. They got told as much by Jesus' goodness, his grace and mercy. They leave me for 36 months. That's 3 years with no criminality. Does that make sense? Because I am not a criminal. But you still have people willing to allow me because the price is right. And the Bible says, you know, be not deceived. God is not mocked, for us of a man, so if that shall you also reap. Yes, Lord. In Galatians 6 and 7, check this out. The Bible says whoever digs a pit will fall into it. That's to these local folks. Whoever rolls a stone to return back to Christian, they start planning clan. They didn't say shit to me. They start planning clan. After looking at me, they start planning clan that agreed to allow me and hate me and do malice and evil against me, and I ain't do nothing to them. They start planning clan to destroy me and my future and my life. They start planning clan saying they want, you know, wanted me gone. They start planting clan, black and white, I'm going to say it just like that. Start to participate and start to plant clan because the price was right. By some clown-ass racist in the White House who got busted by the feds, and they got busted by the people at the top international. What's up? What's up? Right? These some nasty-ass folks, right? Okay. You know, that's what I did nothing to these folks. They had the blood test me being royal. Not just that I'm royal. I'm not a criminal. Plus I'm royal and I'm not a criminal. What's up? So I got both things going for me that I am not a criminal and that I am completely royal, right? The United States did everything it could to terrorize me. You had these old pump men talking about green, and they knew they got no percentage of my money. They tried to lie 30%. Then these faggots doubled back and tried to say 100%. Tell they gonna steal everything, knowing they had no. They started printing up counterfeits. All right, now they got so jealous of seeing money that they did not invest into. They call me black bitches. All right, no niggers. They call me monkeys, gorillas. They call me trash. All right, now that's Florida. Right now. Yeah, right now I just saw something on TV talking about Elon Musk, a monkey with a computer in the brain. These assholes are so racist, they fucked up. All right, they don't hide their racism because America's very racist. They don't try to hide their racism. I mean, fuck that. Don't be covert with it. Say what you feel, right? So the whole world can see what you feel. To prove that the sky, I'm not saying the sky's falling. I know what I've been dealing with. Does that make sense right now? And take me being homeless, sleeping in the back of a car and being starved like some wild animal and then relentlessly doing this while filming it, sending it to the whole world, but never spoke up that they were lynching me for 10 months, right? All right, now doing torture, war, criminal acts against me, trying to kill me by putting me on the streets. If anyone's trying to kill me, you don't put somebody on the streets in complete vulnerability. All right now, trying to send somebody at me to kill me, basically, but the cameras were rolling so he couldn't by God's grace and mercy or ready up because the Lord God, Jehovah, the Lord Jesus, the Lord Holy Spirit didn't allow it. What's up? Right? So, you know, I'm not helping America. Right? So people can terrorize you, lynch you, starve you, try to frame you over and over and over again. Oh my God, look at you for 36 months. These racists could not endure that. Biden's a murderer. He's a child killer, a baby murderer, a child molester. Look at the shit with, you know, over there in, you know, with Ashley Biden. Does that make sense? Biden sucked Ashley Biden's dick in that shower. And I shouldn't say it like that because Ashley Biden was a child, right? All right, now those showers were not harmless, right? Biden did forcible oral sex on a child. He is a pedophile. I know exactly what I'm saying. Biden went over to Israel and he started murdering children. He started burning them alive. Read Ashley Biden's diary. Said that she got turned on by seeing her dad butt naked in showers with her, right? Hybrid, I understand. Boy, I get it. All right, now ask Hunter Biden why he's so strong out on crack, right? Joe tried a similar action on him. Ask about that, right? How he would be butt naked in his showers too, right? He all touching up on children. He had every racist trying to make an excuse for it. And then, you know, you got people that are outright criminals. And these racists want to frame you and pretend you're a criminal. You got fucking criminals that are fucking racist. And they cover and they try to, like, you know, fudge it away. They're so nasty, right? I'm not helping America so they can do that to more people of color. Hell, even poor people, right? You know, that's what Florida right now knows. So Nothing against Donald Trump. This dude is not in there. I do not have a problem with Trump. Does that make sense to right now? When they were saying that Trump won the toss, I'm like, I do not want to waste this dude's time. I'm not volunteering for Trump. That's not a knock at him, right? Jesus willing. I'm not giving America half of my money. No, I'm not volunteering for Trump. No, I own 100% of the extraction. I'm not extracting anything. I mean, I'm saying this calm, right? And I'm saying this nicely, right? I'm not, Jesus willing, I'm not extracting anything on the North American continent. Jesus willing, I'm not giving America half of my money. Jesus willing, I'm not teaching America how to do Ripple. That's my business. Jesus willing, I'm not wholesaling to America. I own 100% of everything I extract. It is a global supply chain that has no ties to the United States. That's not a hatred for America. That's me saying no. America did everything it could to destroy me. America stuck its hands into my house with a Nazi baby murdering president, Hitler killer racist in the White House, this crackhead murdering killer son. I start lynching me one day, even stealing my blood. Why the fuck are you stealing my blood? Why are you doing that? Why are you stealing my blood saying I'm a nigger and I couldn't be royal calling me black bitches and trash, right? And monkeys and gorillas, right? Right? Lord. So America bought counterfeit stock, right? Right now they got told again to take it back to Wall Street, right? I mean, I laugh at it. They say Nevada and Apple, and I laugh my ass off, right? You have these faggots, right? Now, please God forgive me for the F word. You know, pretending that I'm green and I got the problem. These assholes, so they can get none of my money, they printed up counterfeit stocks. That is the epitome of being green and jealous. They printed up pretend stocks that have zero value, and they tried to frame me to stick their hands into my pocket. That shit is so jealous to it ain't funny. What do you call that? Right? You know, I mean, what's up, right? No, you know. Oh my God, all right now, they on the news, all right now, pretending that it got value and they saying they trading it and holding it. Okay, fantastic. I'm not screwing it up. It's not coming out of my pocket. They can continue to pretend we have a clarity that they got to go back to Wall Street to get a refund. All right, they continue to play pretend all they want to. You know, fine by me. They can't stick their hands in my pocket by God's grace and mercy. Right? I'm not signing anything to give it over to America. Yeah, sure, these faggot racists, all right now, these buttholes are right now talking about, you know, the fine print. Talk about make me sign something. What am I supposed to sign? Dummies, I own everything, right? And these shitholes like TDJs too. Hey, God forgive the language. I've not had the most pleasant time. You have these punks saying howls and wows of black, white, Hispanic, all sorts of colors saying howls and wows. So they had a clear understanding that I have not talked to anybody, made no agreement with anybody. While they treated me like shit, they lynched me. I slept in the back of a car like a wild animal. While sleeping in a car like a wild animal, these punks were, you know, laughing and giggling about howls and wows that don't exist. I mean, ex-black man Joe Scarborough, he's an African-American man. He is a black man with female members in the Freemasons, despite him being a black man. He pulled a Scarborough for 61 years. Pulling the Scarborough means he lied about being white and he a black man. Pulling the Scarborough means he faked this race, right? You pulled a Scarborough, right? That's what you pulled a Scarborough, right? You know? All right, now that's the Lord, right? Now, so he pulled a Scarborough. He faked 61 years to be a white man. He lied. He laughed and they said, nigger. He laughed and they called black people roaches. He laughed and he said, you know, when they called different countries, Scarborough was looped into it, trying to steal from me last year. That's the epitome of green, right? What's up? Nobody wants here. I don't want my money here in the United States. No, I don't trust the United States. I'm not signing up my rights to the United States, right? Even Prince William need my signature, right? All right, now, as long as I'm living, I have kids. They can't take my money. Does that make sense? All right, no, that's for Lord with Prince William. I love William, right? All right, now, I love my William, right? That's not been the easiest thing with the United States. All right, no, not just that. All right, now, check this out. All right, now, Joe Biden, after he lynched me for, you know, baby murdering killer Joe Biden, after he lynched me for 10 months last year, called over to the Middleton family. All right, now, brother Kate Middleton sucked William's dick and Carol Middleton sucked William's dick and another Middleton sucked William's dick and all three of them were trying to be queen. And I didn't sense a stutter. I'm not biting my tongue. I know what I'm saying. And you did confirm three of them did suck William's dick. And right now, one looked the other way. The other one was sucking his dick. And when they looked the other way, the other one was sucking his dick. Thinking they doing something special. And the other one was sucking his dick. And none of them knew that all three of them were sucking Aunt William's dick, right? They keep saying I'm violating people's privacy. The Middletons tried to steal from me. And they told William to let Biden have me to frame me. What's up? Biden had lynched me for 10 months last year. I didn't know sending around to the Middletons. I'm going to the bank for my own money after being lynched for 10 months. The Middletons blocked it. They racist asses. Despite it having nothing to do with it, they clown racist asses. What's up? I didn't start it, right? All right, no, William fucked two of the Middletons, right? I didn't just a stutter, right? As they were sucking his dick, and right now they didn't know about it, right? William said, from the time I get up to the time I go to bed, Kate Middleton watched the stream of me. Said, cannot stop watching me. So the only time Kate Middleton is not watching me, which is so goddamn weird, is if he is sleeping, right? If Kate Middleton is sleeping, he is not watching me. William said he felt it to be weird that Kate Middleton watched me like that. It ain't romantic. Ooh, fuck no, right? Does that make sense right now? He's like saying, you know you hate her. Why do you keep watching her? Does that mean she's found to be weird? Listen. All right, now, that's for the Lord right now. And it bothered him. All right, now, that's for the Lord right now. It's Lord, it's like this. I just start these folks, right? I'm happy when they say how racist they are. You know, so nobody can say the sky's falling. I'm not being rude or mean. They threaten me and all sorts of stuff. I'm going to get one of these made. This is a boat. I'm gonna get one of these made over into like an ocean palace so I can travel and do extraction across the entire world. This will enrich governments and their people and their countries, right? It'd be a great honor in Jesus' name to offer stocks to different countries to help the governments, to people. I write now at the leading of the Lord God, Jehovah, the Lord, Holy Spirit, the Lord Jesus, because I have the power, right? That the leading of the Lord Jesus, right? And the wisdom of the Lord Jesus, excellent order my footsteps, right? I'm going over Europe and Asia so that people can profit and prosper. You're supposed to be helping different countries. The United States is being blocked, right? And clearly, I didn't start it. I'm not volunteering for the United States, no. The United States tried to destroy me. Why would I do that so they could do this to other people of color? No. That's not a knock at Donald Trump. He's not in there, right? There's not, I don't have a problem with Donald Trump. All right, now I'm not volunteering for the United States. I'm not volunteering for Donald Trump. No. I'm not teaching America how to do Ripple. Ripple is my business. No. No way. Right? No. Yeah, I'm not extracting any more fraud on the North American continent. That's in Canada or Mexico. No place that has proximity to the United States. I'm not extracting anything in the U.S. jurisdiction. All right, now none of the 50 states of the United States will ever extract fraud in. These punks will never pop their asses up and try to make demands with their hands out again. They will never do this again in Jesus' name, not ever. No. No way. Right? Under no American jurisdiction will I extract fraud. No. I own 100% of everything I extract. I'm not giving America a percentage of my money or a percentage of my extraction, better yet. No way. I'm not taking from my pocket and giving you a percentage of I own 100%, why would I wholesale you out of the 100% I own? No. Remember they kept saying, walls and house trying to go around me, trying to steal, despite it being counterfeits, trying to go around me. And it blew up in their face. They had a full understanding. They had not talked to me. They kept trying to go around me, thinking they could steal, thinking they could frame me, thinking they could lynch me, thinking they could make me look crazy by drawing up my work. I mean, thinking they could make me homeless and put me in an impossible situation so that they could force my signature. What's up, right? Every awful, evil, racist trick they could play in these shitholes like T.D. Jakes and McClendon them too. I'm not giving them a damn thing either. Never. God damn it, go get Jesus for real. Shit is insulting some of these folks. It is insulting. I would not treat people like that, so they're not going to treat me like that. No, they're real ministries. I'm not giving them shit, Jesus willing. That's not me being me. You don't get to step on me and try to talk shit at me and hope for my demise and my destruction so you'll come up. You're some shitty clown-ass folks. But say you love Jesus. You're some fools. Listen, I didn't start it. All right, now, Dasula, you can say Nevada and trade that fraud, you know, that counterfeit stock all you want to. It's entertaining to me. It's funny. All right, now, it didn't come out of my money. Does that make sense? All right, now, Dasula, you can keep pretending with it. Say Nevada, okay, fine. It's not attached to my money. I'm not sharing it up. I want nothing to do with the United States, right? Not extracting the United States, no. I'll never extract again the United States, no, right? And the money that's already made, the United States gets 0% of that. Own 100% of everything that's being counted up. Fair and square, the United States put zero investments into it. You put nothing into it. Remember now, you tried to lynch me, kill me, destroy me, frame me, starve me, humiliate me, embarrass me, made me homeless, tortured me for 10 straight months. You put no investments into it, but you were tortured me. You put no investments into it, but you tried to frame me. You planted clan after looking at me exhaustively. You felt the need to plant clan after you exhausted looked at me. The best lawyers and investigators looked at me for 36 months. You felt the need to plant clan. That's not everybody. Some folks had integrity. They're like, no, this girl is not a criminal. Does that make sense? But you had a racist, pedophile, baby-murdering racist, all right, no killer. I write now of men and women and children in the White House, Jewish baby murdering killer. I write now hateful racist. I write now the same racist that burned children, Jewish children alive was the same racist that lynched me for 10 months and didn't flinch. And then start calling the Klan here locally and they start planting Klan after looking at me exhaustively. They felt the need to plant Klan. They so fucked up the racist. These racists would have broke their neck if there had been anything else to come get me, but there's not anything else. So they start planting Klan saying they got it all rigged up and had not said shit to me. What's up? They got busted by the feds. Even got busted international at the very top. What's up? Black and white, I'm saying just like that here. What's up? These are some awful folks. Shitty folks. So, I'm not flying. I'm going to get one of these made over. I kind of just see I'm making it into like a ocean palace or something. So that me and my team can travel on like sand stuff. I say me and my team, right? If you work with me, you're part of my team. Does that make sense, right? Now treat it right and pay it right, right? Lord, I mean, I'm going overseas to extract fraud. Does that make sense? Ripple is my business. I'm not teaching the United States. I'm not wholesaling to the United States. No, I'm not giving the United States half of my money, Jesus willing. No, right? All right, now it's not a, you know, I mean, we talked about helping Americans directly. We talked about that, right? Helping the normal people directly. Don't you think normal people deserve an opportunity too? Even if you don't, the Lord does, right? We talked about that. Reparations, $100,000 piece for American reparations, but it's not on the face what it seems. If you got dependents, each one of those dependents get $50,000 from that $500,000. All right, now that's for the $100,000. You got dependents, each one of your dependents get $10,000 if they're under the age of 18. If they're over the age 18, they claim their own check. Right? Right now, that's the Lord. Right now, it's like this. Right now, but if they're children that are too young, there's something to be put in trust for them, right? You know, I mean, you know, normal people have the ideals. Look at how the Lord, I mean, the Holy Spirit got the ideals. God forgive me, the Holy Spirit got the ideals. All right, no, I'm completely royal, royal by blood, royal by DNA. They ran my blood, connected to every royal family across Europe, darn near. All right, now, descended Queen Victoria, descended. All right, now, does that make sense? That's real. She's the grandmother of Europe. Did you guys know they call it that? America had my DNA. America had my bloodline. Yet still, they terrorized me. They tried to lynch me, frame me, do evil against me, steal my money. They kept trying to frame me over and over again, make me homeless, torture me, and did all manner of torment and evil against me. Then said I had the problem because I said they're not going to do me like that. What's up, right? America did just get told again, right? They're not getting any money, right? And then you talk about without provocation, they did all this stuff. Without provocation, they did all this evil against me. They want to make demands and have their hands on and tell me what I'm going to do. And I better do this. They're going to frame it. They better do that. They're going to frame Are they going to frame me? I don't like America. I'm not flying. They keep saying stuff about flying. I'm not getting on an airplane. I'm going to make one of these over, right? All right. No, that's what I'm making to an ocean palace or something, right? All right, so when I do have kids, all right, and my family, if I can travel in peace, all right, I got my William, right? You know, I really do mean I'm making it into something really nice, all right, now for me and my team, the step makes sense to travel across the water, to go do business overseas, to go do business across the world, but no flying. All right, the step makes sense right now. Got the money too, but America making too many threats, and I don't trust America. Look at how they bombed the entire Middle East, killed over 50,000 Middle Eastern people, and then flinch and kept bombing people. No way. I take these assholes seriously. Even when going to China to go to the bank, Jesus will. I'm going to make China an offer that's going to knock their socks off, that they won't refuse. China will not stop being able to smile. I still want to guide my footsteps in the wisdom of Jesus to how to handle everything. But I'm definitely going to China to go, you know, as far as China is concerned. France offered me too, and I can go to Israel to go to the bank. I still want to guide my footsteps, but I'm going to the bank as soon as possible. It's just me saying, I have not had the best day with the United States, right? United States did not ask me shit. They immediately start trying to destroy me, calling me black bitches and niggers. Saying it's a cotton field, made up counterfeit stocks so sure they could frame me to get rid of me, to stick their hands into my pocket and strip their counterfeit stocks, right? They were so sure they could frame me. Look at how long they have had counterfeit stocks for 3 years. They tried for 3 years to frame me. Do you see that? They tried for 3 years to try to frame me so they could force my signature so they could steal all my money. I'm not signing shit for the United States. I don't have to sign for my own money. I'm not even going to the bank of the United States. That's not me talking junk. That's me saying no. There's no fine print because I'm not signing anything in the first place. I'm not signing my signature over to the United States. No, the United States tried to frame me to force me to sign my signature. The United States tried to make me homeless to force me to sign my signature. What am I supposed to say? Because this is what they were doing. The United States tried to put me in an impossible situation, starve me, humiliate me, embarrass me, to force me to sign my signature. These assholes think, an $18 an hour job is, which is what I make. When people are on the phone, because somebody's barreling the phone, that I would trade that for it's multiple decimillion dollars now, right? It's going up towards at least over $2 or $3 decimillion, right? You think I would give the United States that for a couple of dollars, you fools have lost your mind. I jumped my black Asian ass to Mexico, so I jumped my black Japanese ass to Mexico so fast, still tacos so fast, it wouldn't be funny. I promise you, right? But I'm not flying. I'm gonna make make these over into like an ocean house, all right? No, so I could travel in with my kids, my family, all right? No, my husband, you know, that'd be William. All right, now when I just want to travel to do business, all right, now that's the Lord, all right, make it over to something beautiful and elaborate for me and my team to travel in luxury. Does that make sense, right? Now, I mean, hell, it's crazy dealing with some of this stuff. My point is that I didn't start it. I didn't menace anybody. I wasn't rude to anybody. I didn't mistreat anybody. I didn't look down on anybody because I couldn't miss my money, but I have no right to look down. I serve Jesus, right? Jesus don't look down on people, so I'm a human. What gives me the right to treat people like that? I did no menacing and wrong thing to people. I didn't lynch people, frame people. I didn't try to hurt people. I didn't hurt people. Does that make sense? By starving them, humiliating them, and embarrassment, I never harmed anybody before in my life, right? I didn't set out to plot against people like her. Does that make sense? Like they plot against me to try to hurt me, try to kill me, destroy me. I did no shit like that. I didn't harm anybody, right? Does that make sense right now? That's for Lord. Harm nobody. Does that make sense right now? Oh, no shape, way, shape, or form. I didn't sit back and plot against somebody saying, how can I lynch them and how can I frame them? I did none of that shit. I didn't sit back and start plotting against people. The United States did that against me, right? But then when I talk about it, I got the problem. These races have lost their damn minds, right? Didn't harm anybody. Didn't sit back and plot to try to harm anybody, right? The United States sat back and plotted to try to frame me. They planted Klan. They planted Klan. After looking at me for 36 months with extreme bias, hatred, and racism of the United States. These shithole races are so fucked up. When I told Musty to go sit down, he got mad about being not the richest person. They said, I disrespect that clown. He was talking shit about me getting none of my own money. No road, no pan. I stay invisible. He's apartheid, racist clown self. And they laughed and they giggled like they were funny, okay? And then when they popped up at the international level, they told them to go sit the delusional mat selves down. You're dealing with a whole level of mentality in the United States. They're supposed to disrespect you, but because America's so racist, you're supposed to just take it and not say anything. These clowns have lost their damn minds. I'm not helping you. Right? I didn't start it. I hope you guys will integrate it right now. So I'm not flying. I'm going to make over one of these, right, into like an ocean house, palace, right? House, whatever you want to call it, so I can travel in peace right now across the world to extract and help governments in Jesus' name, help people in Jesus' name, help in Jesus' name like the Lord want me to, and extract fraud so they can buy stock and enrich their governments, their people, and their countries. As long as they don't hate Jesus, they don't hate Israel, they're not warmongers, right? In Jesus' name, all right, over in Europe and Asia. I hope that you guys will be great, right? So I just start with the United States, but no, I'm not helping the United States. I am not selling to the United States. I'm not extracting anything in no U.S. jurisdiction or territory that's in the 50 states of the United States or any country owned by the United States. No. I'm not giving the United States wholesale out of my own money. No. The United States is not going to own a portion of my extraction. No. I'm not giving the United States half of my money. No. Jesus will know. You know, let me see. I'm not volunteering for the United States. No. Nothing against Donald Trump. I'm not even volunteering for Donald Trump. No. Right? I'm not voluntarily, you know, handing over none of my money to the United States. No. I'm not signing my signature to nothing to give the United States my money. No. I hope you guys are great. Good morning. Thank you guys so much. Jesus willing. No. Thank you guys so much.